The Environmental Protection Agency's Midwest region, which includes Indiana, leads the country in achieving its air quality goals. That's according to EPA Region 5 Administrator Kurt Thiede. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports the agency's push to meet those standards could have as much to do with economic development as it does with the environment.
Areas of the state that don't meet federal air quality standards have more restrictions on new businesses moving in. Janet McCabe directs Indiana University's Environmental Resilience Institute and used to work in the EPA's Office of Air Quality. She says former EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt tried to delay designating counties that didn't meet those standards, but was challenged in court.
So I think we've seen with this administration a tendency to err on the side of not naming things as not meeting the standard, if given the opportunity.
The EPA hopes to designate Porter County as meeting the standard for sulfur dioxide, a toxic gas that can make it difficult to breathe, despite reporting high levels of the gas last year. The agency announced that Morgan County now meets that standard, partially because Indianapolis Power and Light switched its Eagle Valley coal plant to natural gas. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.